Welcome back in, folks. Happy Friday to you. As of right now, when I came inside, it was beautiful out. But you can feel the heat coming. Shout out to Nancy Verzal for bringing me into this world. Shout out to Terry Verzal for doing the deed. Because evidently on this day, it was like 104 degrees. And the air conditioner went out in the hospital.
Ooh.
So my mother has told me on many occasions, you're lucky you made it.
Oh, man. That's so good.
But yes, Damon, Stacy just ratted me out. And Damon said it is my birthday today. So thank you all that have reached out via Twitter or Facebook, whatever. Much love to you guys. Thank you all for listening. I do appreciate it. It's always good to get some feedback. That's what I do love about it. Chris is on board with me as we get to our first email of the day. He said, the Rockets S show. Can't stand Harden or Westbrook, so I agree 100% that I can't wait to watch this thing implode. No two NBA players have ever deserved the other guy as much as these two clowns. The two biggest ball hogs in the NBA were trying to share, LOL. Watching Houston this year would be like watching NASCAR if you're just waiting for the giant cluster F wreck that makes the whole thing worthwhile. What if it works?
Because I'm on a completely different side from this email.
Okay. Then you and I might be on the same side.
Yeah.
Now, this is flowery potpourri trying to spin something positive for some of my buddies down in Houston who are diehard Rocket fans. Right? What if Harden just didn't trust anybody else on his team to score or shoot the ball or do anything? He didn't trust Chris Paul. That's documented. So now he's like, hey, I got Russ Westbrook. This guy averages a triple-double. What if he starts to share with him? And I'm not saying they're going to work and win the championship, but as we talked about yesterday, it makes things a lot more interesting.
And for both of these guys to get triple-doubles, part of that is getting assists. So it's not like they don't pass the ball. They're very good at ISO ball, especially yeah. James Harden is very good ISO, just dribbling, step back, shoot.
Yeah.
That's what he's good at. And I don't want to, it's not my favorite brand of basketball to watch, right. But it works. It's effective.
It's my least favorite thing in sports to watch.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell me this though. What if Russell Westbrook just had a bad year last year? Right? Didn't shoot well at all.
Like tough year. Yeah.
What if he just comes in and realizes, hey, I'm half the dude. Like in OKC, he's like, okay, I got to be the dude. I'll kick it to Paul George when I need to. When I had KD here, you know, I could get it to him. He could take over, blah, 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 or I try to take over. But what if he just realized, like, hey, now I'm not a number one option. I got a 1A. I got a 1 and a 1A. What if I just have to go work on my shot, sit out there? Because those pro guys, I've seen warm-ups of pro guys. It's unbelievable. Those guys just shoot jumpers and rarely miss. But the majority of me thinks this is going to be just get your popcorn ready, Terrell Owens, sit there and watch it all implode. But there's a little sliver of me like, what if it's just crazy enough to work?
And I think it is crazy enough to work. There are reports out there that Russell Westbrook wanted to go to Houston. He wanted to play with James Harden. They've obviously played before.
Right.
It worked before. Obviously, yeah, they had KD.
When he was the sixth man, yeah.
And one of my buddies brought this up. He's like, these are two completely different players than when they were together.
Correct.
And I'm like, that's a very valid point. But these are also two very hungry guys that want to win. They want to take that next step. And I feel like Russell Westbrook is a improvement over Chris Paul.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, the Houston Rockets got better with this trade. And I think it could work, especially with the way the landscape of the NBA is right now. When we're talking about 1-2.
Right.
I'm looking at LeBron, and I'm looking at AD. I'm looking at Kawhi and Paul George. I'm looking at James Harden and Russell Westbrook as that third best tandem in the league.
Yeah. And my piece of this is, yes, we are talking NBA. It is July in Nebraska. I think with this, though, I look at Oklahoma City. And this was my fear when Oklahoma City got a franchise, right? You got these high draft picks. I think everybody can agree the most volatile draft is the NBA. Because after the first 10, 12 picks, you're legit in a crapshoot. You're LeBron James, you're Zion Williams, come out. You know what you're taking there, right? Because look how many of these like superstar, hyped up guys are now just, they're good players. They're not standouts, they're not amazing.
But then also in the same breath, look at how many of the, from let's say, out of the lottery picks who have became superstars.
Right.
Like Jimmy Butler.
Right.
Draymond Green. Jokic.
Okay.
So I see what you're saying, though. Yeah.
Okay. But to have 10, like, Oklahoma City has 10 picks. Or I think it was the next 3 or 4 years?
Next, like, five.
Five.
Yeah. And they've got two, like, each year. Right. And then, like, that last year, they right. got three.
You are hoping for the greatest cultivation of talent in college basketball ever.
But then, like, they're getting the Clippers picks. The yeah. Clippers are going to be good for at least the next 3 years.
That's what I'm saying.
So, it's going to be the, yeah, you're probably going to suck. You're going to be in the top 10 somewhere, but who knows with the new draft system, where they're actually going to go. So, they're going to get their pick, but then they're going to get somebody down in the bottom. It's not like you're going to get a couple lottery top. Picks. Yeah. Right. The Clippers are going to be good.
Unless Presti gets creative, starts to package a bunch together and tries to move them up toward the top. But this is my fear for that smaller market team, right? Milwaukee, who had Lou Alcindor way back in the day, was good, won, then he gone to L.A. So it's always tough when you're that smaller market and you become the farm team for the other teams in the league, right? Because look at what happened. KD leaves. James Harden leaves. Serge Ibaka leaves. That ability to keep them and stay there. I'm always the underdog. Small market, yes. I know I'm a Cubs fan and a Blackhawks fan. It's not a small market. I get it. But there's always a part that will always cheer for the underdog.
Agreed.
I want Oklahoma City to be like, I want Oklahoma City to hoist the trophy.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see. But I don't know if it's in today's NBA, if that's viable to happen. Because now when you're going to get Giannis is going to come up.
Yeah.
Big timer's going to throw a lot of money at him. And Singleton just left Milwaukee. Middleton, sorry.
No, he's still there.
Oh, I thought he left.
No, he's there.
Okay.
No, yeah, they signed
I retract
him back.
That statement.
Yeah, they signed him back. So they're running that back.
Because yeah. That's
going to
be.
And Giannis is not going anywhere. He's got okay. that. To me, he's got that same mindset as Damian Lillard where he's like,
okay,
this is my team. We're winning. I'm winning here or I'm not winning anywhere else. And that's the same attitude that I feel like he shares with Damian Lillard.
Can that attitude become prevalent in that league? Can it be because you got Lowry up in Toronto as well?
Yeah. I also think that Kyle Lowry, if last year wouldn't have happened, I feel like Kyle Lowry would have left for something else.
Gotcha.
Just to go ring chasing. Now Dame, no, I don't see him leaving at all unless Portland pulls an OKC.
Right.
Type of deal. And I felt that way with Russ. Russ was not going to leave OKC unless they imploded everything. And then it's like, okay, now what am I doing?
We got to start over.
Exactly. So is it something that could catch on? Yeah, I don't see why not. But I don't think that's it'll be a long time before it happens.
It's all that snake rat, KD, just leaving him.
He started it all.
Another no. snake rat, you Duke fans. That little puke jerk Grayson Allen.
Oh, he should not have gotten ejected yesterday. Like, no.
Bud.
Come on.
Come on now. Don't.
Break.
Listen. Yeah, we'll go to break. Let's come back and talk about this. That little puke should not even. Now you're pissing me off. No. No. Don't be a Duke defender. And Dukies, I know you're out there and I don't even care. That guy's a clown. He's a dirty player. You know it. I know it. Get over it. Come back more game time, 1620 The Zone.